Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Deborah Daines with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I am so excited this afternoon to be back on our radio broadcast. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise God for who God is in my life. And I thank God for each one of you, those in radio land and those that's on our radio broadcast. This evening, we're going to get ready to call our worship service to order now. We're going to get ready to, we're going to have a short devotion part of the service, and then we're going to go further into our service. We're going to have a song of scripture and prayer, and we're going to get started. Amen. Let me get something here. Just one moment. Be patient with me. I don't know what is wrong. But anyway, we're going to have just a song. Shine on me. Shine on me. I wonder if the lighthouse will shine on me, shine on me, glory, shine on me. If the lighthouse will shine on me, I heard the voice of Jesus. Come on to me and rest, lie down, die the weary one, lie down. Thy head upon my breast, shine on me, glory, shine on me. If the lighthouse will shine on me. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth.
My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and deliver them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. I have just read you from Psalms 34 from the first verse down to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Lord, we come this afternoon humbly before your throne of grace today, Father, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come this evening, Lord, if we've offended anyone, Lord, if we've hurt anyone, if we've caused anyone to stumble today, we ask your forgiveness right now. We ask you today to search our hearts, our mind, and our spirit. If there is anything, Lord, in our hearts that should not be, we ask you to remove it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to create in us a clean heart and to renew in us a right spirit and a sound mind. On today, Lord, we just come thanking you. We come lifting your name up. We just come magnifying your name on today. We just praise you today. We love you today, Father. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. I give you glory today, Lord. I bless your holy name. Hallelujah. We come right now, Father, first of all, Father, asking you to bind the strong man today. Bind up the strong man, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every negative thought, every evil and wicked thought, every demonic woke, every demonic thought, Lord, we ask you to bind it right now and loose it from our radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I come right now. I'm asking you to let me decrease 100%, that the Holy Ghost may increase 100% and lift your name up and worship you and praise your name and minister to your people today in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I come right now, Lord, asking you to take over and take control over our radio broadcast today. I ask you, Lord, to cover everyone, Lord, under the sound of my voice today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you today, Father, to look down and have mercy on those that's in radio land, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless our service today, Lord. Bless our worship to you today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise today. We give you glory. We ask all these things. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And for your glory, hallelujah, we just thank and praise God today. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised on today. I just thank him, hallelujah, I thank God, hallelujah, I can't even hardly stop, hallelujah, can't stop praising his name, hallelujah. For he is a good God, and he's a merciful God, or he's a just God. He's a righteous God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Only be kind to the earth about. I want him to take over and take control of our radio broadcast today. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. We just give you praise today. I thank you now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to get rid. I give God praise today. He's so worthy. God is so worthy. He's so worthy. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to open up our testimony service today. Mm-hmm. And I just want to be the first to testify on today. I just want to give honor and praise to God for everything that he's done for me. My voice is in and out, so forgive me. And he's done so much for me from the last time I've been on our radio broadcast. He's done so much for me, and I just thank God. I thank God. I thank him for he woke me up every morning for 61 years. That's enough all by itself every morning. Hallelujah. He didn't skip a morning or I wouldn't be here. But he woke me up every morning. Hallelujah. For 61 years, and I give him praise. It's more than enough for me to praise God for. Hallelujah. So I just thank and praise God. Hallelujah. For how he's blessed us in our move and in our transition. And I just thank and praise God from one place to another. I thank God. Hallelujah. He didn't say everything was going to be comfortable. He didn't say everything was going to be easy, but he allowed it to be. And I give him praise today. We have our health and our strength, and we have a sound mind. And I give God praise on today for that. I give him glory for that. So, that's my testimony on today. I just give God praise today. So I'm opening up our testimony lines today. And if you want to say something for the Lord, if you're here and you want to say something, this is your finest hour. Okay, I'm going to play a hymn, like a song. Thank you. have any more testimonies. Hallelujah. All right. I just thank and praise God. You know, I don't need testimonies. I can testify all by myself. I got so many things to be grateful and thankful for. There's so many things. And God does so much for us. You know, he just do so many things for us. So I'm so grateful today. I just thank and praise God. I thank and praise God. So we're going to get ready to go since there are no more testimonies. Okay, we're going to get ready to go on into our worship. Praise and worship. Amen. I'm going to pray through our praise and worship. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. I choose to worship. Hallelujah. God is so, so good, and I thank him on tonight, on this evening. We're going to, I guess, have one more praise and worship, and then we're going to go right on into the Word of God. You know, sometimes God put us in situations to grow us up. He does things to grow us up. So, you know, just know that God is doing what he knows to do best for each one of us. Just one second. Hold on. Amen.
Those days when I feel like giving life.
Thank you.
Jesus, the storm is already over. I just thank and praise God. It just hit me all down in my spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're the best thing that ever happened to us, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to Ikalodoboshana. You're the best thing, Father, that ever happened to us. Hallelujah. We believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. We're going to go on with the word of God now. Father, we just thank you now. Lord, I ask you today to just cover me now and anoint me. Send your anointing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to let me decrease 100%, Father, that the Holy Ghost may increase 100% and minister to your people today. Teach your people. Teach me, Father, in the name of Jesus. I have no will of myself. I don't know anything apart from you, Christ. I need you now. Hallelujah. Father, and I'll be careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. We just thank and praise God for another opportunity to just learn together about the word of God, because we're learning today. Hallelujah. And God is teaching us what he would have us to know. Today we'll be talking about an attitude adjustment. Attitude adjustment. You know, a lot of us need, including me first, we need an attitude adjustment. A lot of times, you know, things come before us. I was just thinking when I was meditating this morning, I was thinking about Pastor King, the young lady that just had the birthday yesterday, and my daughter was telling me that this thing happened, and her birthday was yesterday, I think it was, and my first response was, she should have did this, and she shouldn't have did this, and she shouldn't have said it like this and that. You know, we need attitude adjustment. This is all I'm saying. You can't jump, and you know, I had to repent, because God don't expect for me as a leader to do things like that. I should have instantly would say, well, I thank God for a birthday, and I'm going to keep praying for strength for her. But instead, I said something else. When you can't encourage a person, when you can't say anything good or positive, I suggest you say nothing at all. Because, see, I know what God is teaching me, and I know how he's teaching me, and I'm learning from every mistake that I make, and I'm not proud of none of it. But this is how you get to where God wants you to be. You have to examine yourself. You have to critique yourself. You have to sit back after a thing has already happened, if you've already said something, and look back on what you're saying and how you did it and how we do things. We need an attitude adjustment. We need an attitude adjustment, and I'm not going to take that back, because I know we do. See, a lot of times we're not thankful enough. We don't have enough thankfulness in us about different things. If we would have gratitude, if we could be encouraged and encourage people, others, it'd be better for us. But we don't understand about the power of gratitude. We don't understand about the power of being thankful for just what you have. We don't understand how to be abased and how to be abound. We don't understand how to be satisfied
right where we are. And I mean, not just in the spiritually. I'm talking about when God blesses us. Gratitude can be defined as an emotion. Because it's thankfulness. It's like an attitude. It's like a moral virtue or a habit. Gratitude, like a personality trait, or how we coping or responding to things. That's, to me, what a gratitude is. Gratitude is the willful recognition of the unearned increase in one's value, It is the measure of gain coupled with the recognition that someone else is responsible for that gain. It's just like, hallelujah, how Jesus died for us. He died for us so we can gain life. But what does our gratitude say? What? And it's not always about, you know, it is always about being thankful, but it is in but I'll say this about the quality of your gratitude, the quality of your thankfulness. You know, we can't give God just any old thing. We got to be thankful. We got to be grateful for him sending his only begotten son. But even before we get to that, I got to be thankful for you, and you got to be grateful for me. We don't have to have each other. We can have somebody that's not even fit to even sit among us. You know what I'm saying? You could be, and I'm not trying to down anybody, but I'm just saying, we unequally yoked. We, you know, you're always going, we all learning. We all trying to get where we need to be. But I'm saying, the devil's first cousin could be sitting right here with us. And we telling her all our business, all this and that, all that and this. But when God sends somebody to you, when God couple you with somebody or bring you in the midst of a group, we have to be thankful. We have to be grateful. We need attitude adjustment. When I tell you, when I thought about that thing yesterday, and I said, Lord, forgive me. I got to, you know, I'm just, every little thing, even when I'm thinking negative about a person, you know, it can be somebody long time ago, you know, and you start thinking, well, they wasn't right. They did this. No. Let that negative thinking go out of your thoughts and put that gratitude, that change in your attitude in your mind. So every time this thing comes to your mind, you're going to cast down vain imaginations. You're going to cast that stuff down. You're going to bind and rebuke and bind negative thinking. And we got to have the gratitude. We got to have the thankfulness that God loves us enough to send his son, that God loves us enough to have a roof over our head, that God loves us in spite of all of our downfalls. He still loves us. If he didn't love us, we'd be dead in a burning hell. Because we go through things sometimes don't mean God don't love us. God loves us all the time. And anytime we need it, he's right there. He said, before you call me, I will have answered you. So I know he's answering prayers. I know he hears us. But we have to know the power in being thankful. We might be living in a coal shed. But if we thankful for that and just take the broom and sweep the dirt floor and do this and do that, don't tell me God won't move you up to a wood floor. He will. And when you show you thankful for that, he'll move you up to a tile floor. the gratitude, the attitude of being thankful, the quality of your thankfulness. Is it genuine thankfulness? Is it real thankfulness? Are you just saying stuff up to be showing off? But God knows the heart. Man don't always know, but God know our heart. He know if we got that gratitude. You know, if we grateful. I'm so grateful for God. I could have been dead a long time ago if it had not been for the Lord. I had a massive heart attack when I was 30 years old. Could have took me out. But God kept me, and he held me close. The gratitude of my attitude. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. He didn't have to keep me on. I could have been dead sleeping in my grave. But God. Oh, yeah, I needed an attitude adjustment. When I was 30, I needed it and still need it. Still learning. Still thankful, still grateful, because if it had not been for the Lord, who is on our side, where would we be? Over in Matthew 15, verse 36, where they was out of, listening to Jesus teach, and the people was getting hungry. And the young man had some fish and bread. Jesus said, bring me that. If I pray over it, being thankful for these little things, fish and bread, what God would do for it. And he fed 4,000 men, hallelujah, off of those fish and bread. 5 fish and 3 loaves of bread or something like that. 4,000 men, because he prayed over it and he thanked God for that, and he kept multiplying it. Just think, hallelujah, when you get your paycheck or if you get any kind of money and you stop it and just take time and pray over the money and ask God to multiply it up. If somebody bless you with some or whatever they bless you with, and you say, Lord, I ask you to bless prophetess Lisa because she gave me $5. I ask you to triple it 100-fold, Father, in the name of Jesus. I don't know about 100-fold, but I know God has tripled it until he gets tired of it in the name of Jesus. See, when we have that gratitude, the power of being thankful for what we have, the power of thanking God for what he allows us to have. I'm telling you, if you just be thankful for sleeping on a blow up mattress, I bet you when God gets ready, it's all in his timing anyway. He's going to give you a bed. It may not be the kind of bed you want, but I tell you what, if you keep that gratitude, if you keep being thankful, if you keep being how God wants you to be, and his will, he's going to have you in a bed that you've been wanting all the time, all your life. Don't tell me what God won't do. I ain't telling you nothing that he hasn't done for me, because I started off sleeping on the floor. But I thank God today for all that he's done and all that he's doing. And I don't take it for granted. I can't thank God for granted. Hallelujah. Over in Luke 22, they talking about the same thing, about how when God prayed, and you can do the same thing. You can pray right over whatever God has blessed you with and see won't God bless you even the more. But you have to remember, I'm telling you, you have to study that word. You have to know that word, what God expects for you to do. Because if you don't do it, you'll miss out. Ephesians 5 and 20 say, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. You have to give thanks always. Sometimes we be sick on our sick bed, but we have to still thank God that we still, even in our mind, can think, can see, can pray, can whatever. We have to thank God anyway. I don't care what the situation looks like. Know that God is there for you and pray and thank him anyway. Because I'm telling you, he can move you out of any situation that you're in. Philippians 4 and 6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. When I tell you that God will do it for you, all you got to do is ask him, thank him for it. I was praying for different things back here the first part of the year, and the Lord said, thank me. Just start thanking me. Thank me for him. Start thanking me. You know I can thank God. I can thank God 2 or 3 hours, at one time. Just thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Just because God has done that much for me. And I can just constantly thank God because he has done so much for us. Yesterday it was snowing so hard here. Today the sun is shining at 45. I thank God. I thank God for the snow. I thank God for the rain. I thank God for the sunshine. I don't have to even be here to even feel none of it. But he allowed me to live on. And I thank God. I thank God for allowing me to live a holy life, a consecrated life. Oh, no, I'm not perfect by no means. But any kind of way I can live holy, I'm going to try my best to do it. Whatever it is, I'm going to try my best to do it because I want to please God and not man. Hallelujah. I'm not worried about what man say, but I want to be in the will of God. Hallelujah. I want my life to be pleasing to God. I'm not worried about what you're going to call me. I don't care what you call me. I care about what God calls me. He gave me a name when he called me before. I just thank him today for all the experiences that I've been through and the ones that I'm going through now. I thank God today. Sometimes you have just a little bit. Sometimes you have nothing but God. Hallelujah. And if God don't move, you won't eat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If God don't move, hallelujah, you won't have nowhere to stay. If God don't move, you won't have no clothes to put on your back. But it's all up to God. It is all in his timing. And I thank God because a lot of times we think we do it. But there go that attitude adjustment again. We don't do anything. But it's all about him and what he's doing and how he want to do it. And I thank God today that I've learned. When I tell you I thank him, because sometimes he lets you go through this stuff over and over and over again until you learn. You have to learn for yourself. I can't learn for you, and you can't learn for me. I can't stand before God for you, and you can't stand for me. I can't die for you, and you can't die for me. When we die for ourselves. So we have to know what to do. We have to seek him while he may be found. Call upon his name while he's near. We need an attitude adjustment. A lot of these leaders, I'm telling you, and I'm not trying to talk about nobody, but I have to tell the truth. Hallelujah. Some of the things that is going on in the ministry, some of the things that's going on in their household, some of the things that are going on in their mind, they need attitude adjustments. Hallelujah. Some of them living in 2 or 3 and 5 and $6 million homes while they congregation can't even live in the projects, can't even do nothing. They need attitude adjustment. Because when they stand before God, hallelujah, he's going to address that situation. He's going to address it. We got to stop doing the sheep any kind of way. I almost talk about this every week because it's so important to God how you treat the sheep. You don't want God treating you like that. We got to treat the sheep like they supposed to be. And, of course, they need attitude adjustment. But that's what God got us for as leaders, as preachers, as pastors, as apostles, as prophets, bishops, to help through the attitude adjusting. You can't draw bees with lemon. You have to draw with honey. So you can't draw the believer with being angry and bitter. You have to have love. You have to show love. It's all about love. God is love. The power of gratitude is so powerful. It's so powerful to be thankful, to have a thankful spirit. It's powerful to learn how to just be thankful and grateful for what you have. Oh, it's been many times, many, many times. I went to the Goodwill and bought my clothes and made sure the pastor had the brand new tailor-made suits and ties. And I dressed out of the Salvation Army. And every time I put something on, I got compliments up and down because it was about God and not about me. I was thankful for the Salvation Army dress and shoes. Believe me, I sure was. And ain't shame to tell nobody. Because it's what God wanted me to do. Romans 7:25 says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then when the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. I'm going to read that again. I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So we have to be thankful through Jesus Christ. So with this mind, we serve the law of God. But with the fleshly mind, we serve sin. So that's why I'm saying we got to learn the power of being thankful, the power of gratitude, being thankful, readiness, appreciation. And ready to return the kindness that someone has shown you. I know people now that don't take communion because they feel like, oh, I've sinned so much, or I've did so much, I can't take communion. But the Father said this, Jesus said this, often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. So as often as I take communion, I remember Jesus. I do it in remembrance of him. He said, you have to examine yourself. It's better for you to examine yourself than for me to examine you and you be in condemnation. You be damned, condemned, whatever. But if we take time and meditate every day on things that we can correct ourselves, about ourselves and try to change what we can, God will bless us. He will bless us. We'll see our attitudes changing for the better. But we have to realize the power of gratitude. We can't always
sit around and feel discouraged. We got to encourage ourselves sometimes. Sometimes God don't have nobody around you but you. Encourage yourself. Be thankful. Be thankful. Look at your toes, Lord. I'm thankful. You know, look at your face. I can see. I'm thankful. For blind. Some people got diabetes, getting their toes cut off every once a year, twice a year. Some people can't walk. Some people can't talk. Just be thankful for whatever it is that you have. Thank God for it. Gratitude is the ability to notice and appreciate the elements of life that God has given us. We have to look and see. That's what I'm saying. Look. Look at yourself. You're not what you should be, but you sure ain't what you used to be. Look at me. We got to be thankful. And I'm telling you, I love God so much because every day that I meditate or think on something, he brings something to my mind. He gives me some nugget every day in doing meditation. Even when I'm not meditating, sometimes I don't get anything. But during the day, something comes to mind. And when I tell you, it's a nugget because God wants me to know. And whatever he give me, I'm going to give it to you because I'm about the truth of God. I ain't finna lie. I'm not finna water it down. My lips ain't got no sugar on them. And I know I'm talking country, but, you know, I ain't finna sugarcoat nothing. We got to learn and we got to get it straight. And truth, the truth will set us free. We all need an attitude of Jesse. I need an attitude of Jesse. That's why I came on and said I jumped straight up. She shouldn't have been talking about no party. She said, no, pray for the lady. Bless her. Ask God to bless her. Because, and teach her the things to do and the way to go. Oh, we think because we teach and we are motivated speaker, oh, that's good. But be a speaker for God. Be a learner for God. Be a studier of God's word. Show yourself approved unto the Lord. And I know a lot of us are doing that. But I want to be a motivated speaker for God. That's what I want to be. I want to be anything God would have me to be. It's what I want to be. It's better than what I was before I knew him. So today, I just want to encourage each one of us to meditate and have and to know the power in being thankful. Because the Lord will tell you to stop. He'll tell you to just stop asking and start thanking. See, we'll ask, Lord, I need this. I need that. No, you start thanking me. Because it's on the way. You just start thanking me. And when you start thanking God, you can just see that vision. You can see clearly then. You can see. And that'll show you the power of being thankful, the power of gratitude, and the quality of being thankful. Not haphazardly, but the quality. Real thankfulness in your heart, thanking God, thanking him, and loving him for doing the things that he do for us, because he don't have to do them. So I just want to encourage each one of you to meditate on the word of God. Meditate every day. Meditate on being thankful. Meditate on having an attitude adjustment. Meditate on the things that God will have you to do. If you can't say something good about someone,
Don't say anything at all. Meditate on how to control your thinking. Meditate. And that's the key. And stay encouraged. So I just thank and praise God for each one of you that's on this radio broadcast and those in radio land. You know, we got so much to learn, but God is putting so much in us. And we need to help other people. He said, when you get it, strengthen your brother. Help somebody. They always complaining. So wait a minute. Stop always complaining. Be thankful. You know the power of being thankful, the power of having that gratitude. Help them. So this is the word for today. And I thank and praise God for it because I'm so stirred up in my spirit. I thank and praise God on today. I hope something that I said or done that God has given me has helped and blessed. I'm going to get ready to close out. And I just thank each one of you for being on the radio broadcast and those that's in radio land. I thank you for being and listening on today. We're getting ready to close out. Father, we just thank you for your holy word. We thank you for strength today, Lord. We thank you for your love. We thank you for righteousness, Lord. I thank you for each one of them that's on our radio broadcast and in radio land today, Lord. I ask you to keep them covered on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. God bless you. I love you, and God love you. Do you too. You all have the rest of the evening, a blessed evening. God bless you. I love you. Good evening.
Amen. God bless.